I'm Gary Colley, and I'm happy again today to greet you wherever you may be listening with Moments with the Bible. We have one intent and one desire in mind, and that is to search the Scriptures because in them we find eternal life. Jesus said in John 5:39-40, "Ye search the Scriptures because in them ye think ye have eternal life, and these are they that bear witness of me. But ye will not come to me that ye may have life." It will not be enough then, my friends, for us to find the will of the Lord unless we come to the Lord. And to come to the Lord simply means to hear His Word, to believe it with all of our hearts, to repent of our sins, confess the name of Christ, and be buried with Him in the waters of baptism to wash away our sins. This is the way men came to the Lord in the New Testament, and it's the way men must come today. For the seed has not been changed, and it still produces after its kind when men are born of water in accordance with the Spirit's commands. We're certainly glad that you're listening. We want to always express our appreciation to our listeners and to their comments, and certainly today is no exception. We began last Monday with a question like this. I noticed recently a letter to the editor in our local newspaper which stated, "Creation science fallacious reasoning. Will you please comment?" Well, we're delighted to do so, and we appreciate the one who has submitted the question. We've been talking concerning the fallacious thoughts of the scientists, so-called, those who really do not prove what they say, but simply claim to be scientists, and the many theories that they have brought forth as to how the world began and how man began. Those theories of evolution are proposed and yet oftentimes fade out into oblivion, and new theories have to come along. And these men do not agree among themselves. And I pointed out that in 1982, the Gallup poll showed that only 9% of Americans are atheistic evolutionists. We have noted partially the Bible teaching concerning God creating the heavens and the earth, and that God has left His mark here so that we're without excuse if we deny that God made the heavens and the earth, Romans 1. I believe that God created the universe and man. According to the Genesis account, I have no reservations whatsoever, nor do I think for a moment that that is fallacious reasoning. The Bible becomes my guide as I believe it to be the Word of God and not of man. But when I look at the beauties of nature and all the rustling of the pines and the vales and the valleys and the great mountains and all that man in his simplicity is able to do, then, my friends, I cannot say there is no Maker. I must rather conclude with Psalms 14:1. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." My faith in God allows for a cause sufficient to produce the result called creation. And those who reject a supreme being cannot show a sufficient cause otherwise for this, and they may speak of it as fallacious reasoning all they please, but they become the ones who use the fallacious reasoning. Should the theories of evolution or creation account to be taught in our public schools? An Associated Press NBC News poll made only a few years ago concluded that only 8% of the population is pleased when only evolution is taught, and only 10% would be satisfied if only the Genesis creation account was taught. The vast majority, 76%, favored both being taught. And if evolution is presented as theory, and it is, and not a fact, my friends, you must remember that, which it is not. If a biblical creation is presented as faith, by those accepting the Bible, then 3/4 of Americans will be satisfied. It seems to me that we're not listening to the majority. We must be listening to the minority. Certainly we want to continue our thoughts along this line, and we're hopeful that you will be listening.